This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Our back-to-school book series continues this morning with the story of 9-year-old Lucy Castor, who starts fourth grade at the beginning of the book. I asked author Natasha Lowe, who grew up in London and lives with her family in Deerfield, Massachusetts, to read from the first chapter of Lucy Castor Finds Her Sparkle.
Lucy Castor did not like change. It made her queasy and uncomfortable, and she tried to avoid it at all costs. Luckily, she'd lived her whole life in the little western Massachusetts town of Hawthorne, in the same clapboard house, on the same street, with the same set of parents, so change was not something Lucy had to deal with very often. And when it did come along, she could usually cope with it, like the time her mother decided to make chicken on Monday instead of spaghetti, or insisted Lucy wear a skirt and not her usual sweatpants when they went out for dinner. Or the time her parents replaced their old green sofa, the one Lucy felt certain could fly if she knew the right magic words, without asking her first. These changes were mildly upsetting. Well, the sofa was heartbreaking, but Lucy generally recovered quite quickly, and life would go on in its familiar, comfortable groove. At least until the weekend before she entered fourth grade, when a series of monumental events shook Lucy's world and everything began to change.
Change is rough on all kids. How did you channel your inner 9-year-old? Is that hard for you?
No, not at all. I feel like I'm still probably 9 years old inside in a lot of ways. I was lucky. I had a great childhood. I had a childhood full of fun and magic. And I think that stays with you. So having four kids is great because I have been able to see them go to school and what it's like being a kid now. But the feelings, the emotions of childhood are the same whether you were a child many years ago or whether you're a child now. So no, my inner 9-year-old is right there with me all the time. And Lucy and I share a lot in common. I think out of all my characters, she's the one that I can sort of identify with most closely. I mean, she's her own person, but we share similar traits.
Is a part of what Lucy knows of magic in Natasha? Is that what you wrote into her?
I was a big believer in magic. And Lucy has this moment where she realizes that her best friend, Ella, who stops being her best friend, has given up believing in magic. And that's very difficult for Lucy because she's not ready to give up believing in magic. So her whole world is sort of crumbling at that moment. And I was like that. I looked for magic everywhere. And in fact, the book opens with Lucy having this gnome standing there in her cupboard. And she shuts the door and she runs down and says to her dad, "There's a gnome in my cupboard." And he comes right back up and opens it. And that was based on something that happened to me. Now, I should say for everyone listening, I've never seen a gnome since or any other magical creature. But when that happens to you and you have this very vivid imagination at a young age, yes, you go on believing in magic for a long time. And it's hard when you reach that moment when you realize like, oh, people aren't believing anymore. And this sense of feeling left behind.
Right now is a great time to talk about Lucy. She was given some coping skills in dealing with these changes. It's the beginning of the year. Kids all over starting school. Not to be a complete spoiler, but one really great skill that she was bestowed was using a book as a prop. How important is that?
I think it's nice to have something that makes you feel comfortable when you start out in a new situation. And for Rachel, who is the girl who sort of befriends Lucy after she has this heartbreaking breakup with her best friend Ella, Rachel likes to have a book with her, and she's moved around to a lot of different schools, so making friends has been difficult for her. She's always up and going again, and so a book in a way is her friend. It's her constant, it's her companion. And I love that about books. In childhood, when times get rough, you can dive into a book and just revisit your favorite friends and characters over and over again, and they never go away and they don't change. And that's the wonderful thing, because change is hard. And at the start of a school year, you're going back, you've got new teachers, you've got new friends, new kids in your class, and this is an age of change, so friendships do change. And when you're 9 years old and you've had a best friend since kindergarten, like Lucy, that's pretty heartbreaking, and it's a big thing to deal with.
That's Natasha Lowe, author of Lucy Castor Finds Her Sparkle. You can find more picks from our back-to-school book series at nepr.net.